The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the show must go on.
I'm Giovanni.
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Nikki, and we are here to judge, per usual.
And you all can the things. Judge
We're not
us.
Done.
We're not.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'll ever be done judging.
Mm-mm. No, it's really hard to not judge, you know?
No.
It's truly my favorite thing.
It is. I love to be judgmental.
Put it on my feeds my black soul.
It feeds it.
Put it on my urn when I'm cremated.
All the time.
daughter, sister, judger.
Right. From you to be judgmental bitch.
Yeah. You will be missed.
I wanted to ask real quick about this new Civil War movie that's out. Have you guys heard of it?
No. Wait, no? I think I saw a poster, but I'm not sure if we're talking about the same. Is it on streaming platforms?
No. It just came out in theaters, I think, like, maybe a week or 2 weeks ago. It's starring Kirsten Dunst. It's called Civil War. Basically, it's a movie that sort of... I'll be honest, I don't know what it's about, but based on what I've seen in the trailer...
A Civil War?
It's about a dystopian future, America, you know, following a team of military embedded journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. So it's almost like Handmaid's Tale.
Part
two.
Hunger Games,
you know, ish. But it's very that. It feels too real, you know, too close to home. And the trailer, every time I see clips in the trailer on TikTok,
I skip over them
for two reasons. For one, because I don't want any spoilers. I want to watch the movie. And also second, it gives me anxiety, you know, because it's just like, this is too realistic, you know.
I'm going to try to stay away from it. But now that we've talked about it and my phone is right next to me, I know I'm going to be getting all the information for it, which is really, really annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Talking. You're
thank you. Talking about trailers. So I did watch the one for the Joker movie. Finally.
Okay.
Because you know, it is really on brand. It is really on brand for Gaga. But then I'm like, ooh, who else could play that role? I don't think anybody else could play it. And I'm sorry, Joaquin Phoenix, bro, like, you deserve so many awards for that role. Because already in the trailer, I can tell that it's gonna be superb. Like, exactly the way it was on the first Joker movie that he played the Joker. You know?
I really enjoyed the Joker movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he is perfectly cast. Mm-hmm. I think he's... I'm probably going to get so much hate for this. I think he's one of the better Jokers.
Oh, 100. I think he's
like,
the best
even more
one.
So than Heath Ledger.
Well, it's a different concept.
Do you want a confession? I have yet to watch that one.
The Dark Knight, is that what it is?
Nicole!
I only watched it maybe like 3 years ago.
The reason I had seen it for the first time is because he died before it came out. I really liked him as an actor. And I've been literally guarding my heart. Like, I don't want to, I think it's going to touch me in a different way.
And listen, he was great in it. Yeah. Yeah, like he did a great job. Mm-hmm, I'm not denying that, but I don't know. I just think like, but Joaquin, he's a method actor. He goes and Gaga too. Like they are in it. Once they have that role, like they are that character. They are that person. So I'm actually really excited. I think it's going to be good.
I think
I'm
so
not
too.
A huge DC fan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really like Batman and the Superman movies, like any of those.
Hey,
but
I really like Batman, I think it's Batman gonna be good. With Val Kilmer. Are you kidding me?
Well,
oh,
those
well,
older
yeah, that's
ones.
The exception.
That's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
That's the exception.
The new ones with so Ben good. Affleck, ugh, just terrible.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, all the
Jason
Schneider, like those ones.
No.
Like, Justice League, that movie was terrible.
Oh, I never watched it. Thank goodness. I didn't waste
don't.
My
well,
time.
Well, don't.
But you should watch The Dark Knight. Please.
I will. I have to get the courage to, like, sit down. And I'm sure if I tell my boyfriend, he'll be like, fuck yeah, let's watch it, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen it.
So, the other... I wrote down, like, three more trailers that I watched this week. So, I watched Maxine with three X's. Did you guys see that trailer?
Oh...
No, I
didn't. I saw some of it, and I was like, but I haven't seen the other movies, so I'm not going to watch it, because I want to watch all the other ones.
I had no idea there were other movies. I'm just finding out through you, Trace. It looks... Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When did they come out?
Well, X came out, I want to say, maybe 2 years ago.
Fairly recent, because they've been churning them out really quick. Like, they did that on purpose. Like, they wanted them to be pretty succinct.
Yeah, X was 2 years ago, and Pearl was just, like, last year.
Right, yeah.
They have different names?
Yeah, so the first one is X. Then there's Pearl, which is a prequel to X. Now, Maxine, I don't know anything about Maxine. I haven't seen the trailer. I haven't seen Pearl. I've only watched the first one, X, which I really did enjoy.
So the trailer looks amazing. I'm not going to give anything away, so you guys can watch it, and then we can talk about it next week. I also watched the trailer of Kinds of Kindness, and it's with Emma Stone, and it comes out in June. And I kept thinking...
Oh, this is... Poor Things.
The same director of Poor Things. And I was thinking, Margaret Qualley's working with Emma Stone again in this movie. Mm-hmm. So he really likes them on the screen, both of these actresses. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was fucking amazing in Maid, you know, and amazing in Poor Things. And I really enjoyed, but the trailer is like a teaser. I have no idea what it's about. Like 30
seconds. But those are like his
movies
though too, right? Like you have no idea what you're getting into anyway, so.
30 seconds of like weird shit and I was done. I was like, what is this?
Right, Margaret Qualley's like in a pool swimming.
And Emma Stone is outside of a car dancing by herself.
Right.
And I was like, what is happening? And I'm like, these are great actresses. Let's fucking go. And there's more actors in it, famous actors. I just didn't write them down. I texted Joe earlier to see if he had seen this trailer, but did you say yes? Speak No Evil.
Yes, I did watch it.
I'm guessing it's like a horror movie.
Yes. I was
kind
like,
of
did
ish.
You see this trailer?
Looks like looks like a psychological thriller-ish.
Yes.
With James McAvoy.
Count me in. James McAvoy?
Uh-huh.
I love him. Yeah.
Comes out in September, which seems really far, but it's not that far. And it looked really, really good. I wish I could watch a thriller or a good thriller or a good scary movie once a month.
Me too. They're just so hard to come by.
They're so hard to... And like, the quality... Because some of them are really good, but then some of them, like, they just fell so short. And I just... Mm-hmm. I need to feed my dark soul, Trace, on this one. You know?
That's how you do it.
Like, that's how I feed it. I need a fucked up shit that is gonna mess up with me for the next 3 nights that I'm not gonna want to pee in the middle of the night.
Right. I get mine through books.
Oh. Mm.
That's how I read fucked up shit.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
And
the, you guys watch it, I read it.
Hey, just send me those because I want to read something. Some.
I'll send you the list as Tracy sent me. I'm like halfway through the list.
Okay. Okay, and the last one is that I just watched like a little bit ago, Fly Me to the Moon. I don't know if you guys saw this trailer. It's with Scarlett Johansson, Channing Tatum, Ray Romano, which, by the way, now every time I see Ray Romano, I think of Quiet on Set, so I cannot stand him anymore. I wasn't a fan of his work, but now I'm like grossed out by him completely. Yes, exactly that. So this movie is basically, or what I understood from it, is that it's about the marketing that was done when they were having the first person land on the moon, and how the U.S. just wanted to like beat Russia, and how they wanted to, you know, film a fake set in case the landing didn't happen, so they needed to have a backup because they couldn't fail in front of the world.
Well, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist. When it comes to the moon landing, I am. I honestly believe that we've never arrived to the room, and I respect everyone's opinion and decision and beliefs. I don't think we did it, but...
I understand. To back it up, I've seen videos of Stanley Kubrick of, you know, The Shining,
right,
you know, fame. And he said he actually is the one who directed it.
Oh. Well, I need to look into that because I need the receipts, you know, because
people say
I'm crazy. And I'm like, look, that just doesn't make sense. And I've seen a lot of the videos and done research, and it just... I believe these conspiracy theories videos. I never do. But when it comes to the moon landing, I believe we never went.
Yeah.
Well, in the space race that we were having with the Russians, right, like we wanted to be ahead of them.
1967.
69. But 69. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
but still, it's like that seems pretty early to be creating spaceships to go to the moon, mm-hmm, and we haven't really done
more since back then. Right.
Yeah.
Like we'd be by Mars now. You know what I mean? Like,
or somewhere. Yeah.
But whatever. Okay. That's my 2 cents on that.
Well, I'm open on it.
So this movie might just prove your theory, you know?
I'm ready.
That
to
is
watch.
Interesting.
That's something.
It's a really good trailer. I think it kind of gives you the sense of where the movie is going, and I think it's going to be a good movie. But I don't, you know, I don't want to speak. I don't want to put my hand in fire for anybody. So, you know, yeah. But it looked good. Mm-hmm. It looked really good. And those are the trailers that I watched. Because I was I was thinking, well, this episode is going to be fucking rough. So I need to talk about something else before.
I mean, if you're just tuning in now and listening to us judge,
I'm sorry, I actually missed the best part.
Yeah.
I love hearing all the trailers and like things. Oh, I'm so excited for July 26th because Deadpool and Wolverine is coming out.
It's the third
Deadpool, and I'm actually so excited.
I haven't watched the trailer yet.
You nerd.
So thank you for bringing it up.
I know. I'm actually really excited because I really enjoy both Deadpool movies.
Okay.
And I know I love that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are like besties in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
The fact that they're teaming up on this movie, it's perfect. I think their dynamic is going to be great because they are friends. And I'm excited because we haven't had like a really good Marvel movie in a little while.
So
I'm actually pretty pumped.
Get glad.
I've not seen the second Deadpool, but I saw the first Deadpool and I really liked it.
First one's good.
The second one is good. The second.
I haven't seen the second one. It's funny. I think I'll just watch both again.
Yeah. There's good cameos in it.
I bet.
Like, I love that, too, with those movies, where it's like, he's probably worked with so many people that he could call them up and be like, hey, how do you feel about being in this, like, for one scene? And people, sure, okay.
Okay, so, okay.
I'm excited.
Me, too.
Well, I hate to break it to y'all, but we are going to be
talking about this movie. Disinterest.
The Zone of Interest.
Well, let me say something first, because I started watching it this morning, jet lagged as fuck. I was so tired. I was like, okay, I'm just going to watch
it. Worst time to watch it.
And I just did like 1 hour, and then I did 45 minutes. I went, taught a class, came back, and watched 45 minutes. And I just want to say this. The last 20 minutes, I was struggling so much that I had to put the voiceover in Spanish. Because I want to be able to, like, not have to look.
Oh, at the subtitles? Hear it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because there wasn't a ton of dialogue.
I know.
Exactly.
So the very little dialogue that there was, you want to be like, wait, what? Who?
That's bad.
Who's washing the dishes?
Oh, you know what I just realized?
I know. So important.
I forgot to put the ratings. That's why it seems so short. Okay.
We'll find the ratings. But,
we'll figure it out.
So the movie that
our opinion counts the most.
Chatting about it, The Zone of Interest. It's directed by Jonathan Glazer, starring Sandra Hüller, I think it's pronounced. She's from Anatomy of a Fall, which I told you guys to watch. You will love that fucking movie.
Probably gotta be better than this.
Yeah. Oh, way better. And the she was nominated for that movie actually for the Oscar this year.
Yes.
If you don't know what The Zone of Interest is, here's a brief synopsis. It's here it is. Auschwitz Commandant Rudolf Hoss and his wife Hedwig strive to build a dream life for their family in a house and garden beside the camp. And the camp that they're referring to is the camp in Auschwitz, the concentration camp.
Which is already, like, the saddest shit you can write about.
So yeah. Fucked up.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy as fuck, especially with what's happening today. But it's so heavy. But the movie is boring as fuck. Is extremely boring.
It's a different
slow, but it's a different type of movie. It's not your typical movie where there's sort of like a dialogue, there's a climax, you know, there's no really beginning and ending. It's just a movie that tries to embodies just the day-to-day behavior of a family, and in this situation it just happens to be a family that's the family to a
family of Nazis.
A family of Nazis, yeah, German Nazis, that live outside of the camp, and they're enjoying their day-to-day life. Meanwhile, we are hearing the cries of Jewish people getting burned alive or, you know, shot.
Seeing the smoke from the crematorium, right. And you know that thousands of people are getting burned alive.
Murdered. All of them.
Right.
The movie gave me it. It's super slow, but I feel like it was a way for you to see like the parallel of it, because all these Jewish people are being fucking burned alive and being shot. Like, I was getting used to the gunshot sound, like it was just part of their, you know, day to day. And then their lives so fucking slow and happy. I look at the garden that I made. Oh, yeah, we got a pool. Oh, yeah, the kids can go. The movie is fucking slow. And, you know, but for me, I was just sad. I was like, this is heartbreaking that you are pretending that nothing's happening next door. And honestly, I don't know. For example, they focus a lot on the wife. I don't know what she could have done, you know, to not be part of this. But it was just heartbreaking. The sounds were driving me nuts. I was like, I feel uncomfortable. I don't want to watch this. I don't know.
I think that's a, yeah, I agree. That really bothered me the most is like, I don't mind a slow movie. You know, we've all watched movies that are pretty slow and take a while to get to where it needs to be. But if you're like building the character and you're building the stakes, you know, but this is pretty flat for me. And on top of it, they're Nazis.
Yeah.
They're killing people right next door, and they're taking everything from them when they get off those trains. They're taking their fur coats and their jewels, and they have all this food.
Their money.
They're counting up the... Yeah, so it's like they have everything, and they're stealing from these people and killing them. So for me personally, I don't care about these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just living with nothing. I agree. And then the whole movie, you can hear that audio, like that rough audio.
It's constant.
Just like the gunshot, the people crying. Constant.
Constant. The whole movie.
And I was talking to someone about it yesterday because I'm like, what are they trying to portray? And mm-hmm. someone said to me that she read an article where the director did it on purpose because basically he was trying to show that monsters may not come across the way you think they may come across.
Yeah.
Don't look, yeah. They look, monsters can be
they look normal
day-to-day mm-hmm. people. Exactly. And I was like, okay, yeah. I get that, you know? Because literally she's like bragging to her mom about her garden, the wife, right? And now she's upset because apparently they might have to move. And she's crying about, well, I don't want to live in another house. I don't want to move.
Like, that's her problem.
Right.
There
like,
are people
wow,
dying
you know,
next
that's,
door.
That's the biggest problem you have to deal with. Meanwhile, there are people literally feet from you mm-hmm. who are just...
Starving.
Starving.
Slaving
genocide,
away.
Genocide
yeah,
happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, literally yeah. feet from you. And, oh, right. you're crying because you don't want to leave your garden, you know?
Oh my God.
Or when they were in bed that night and she's laughing and being like, oh, take me to Italy. Like talking about going on these like, you know, like a romantic vacation.
They're just having a fun conversation while they're hearing people screaming outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's,
and then it also
I would say
like
it's really... Mm-hmm.
Some people who you can tell were very uncomfortable with it and happy with it. Like that one scene where the family was... closing the curtains and the windows, and it's maybe because they can smell the burning flesh too.
Oh, 100%.
It must have smelled terrible. I think that's why the mom left.
Yeah, the mom left because she was uncomfortable. But also, if you think about it, she was talking about the leaves growing over some of the fences, and she was like, "It's gonna smell so good because of the smell of the flowers." And I was like, "Were you trying to cover the smell of the people you're fucking killing next door?"
I didn't even think of that.
That was my first thought. I was like, "Oh, that's their plan. They're gonna." You know what really, what like just got me? It was like angry. I want to say I was really angry. There were so many feelings. It was that scene where they're talking about the cause. Mm-hmm. It's like all there's like the small meeting, the small one that is, I think it's three of them. And they're looking mm-hmm. at this map of the concentration camp
building more
and how
crematoriums.
They're build the crematoriums and how it's they're so proud of the fact that it's going to be nonstop. So now we get to murder many more people. And it's just the way that they're talking about people's lives is disgusting. The whole time I was like, I feel so uncomfortable watching this. Because if you think about it now, you know, I really don't know how they used to think back then because this is really fucked up. But if you think about it now and... you having a full-on conversation of, like, how can we kill more than thousands of people together at the same time and make it go fast so we can do more. Like, that's an actual conversation that was happening at that time. And they, in their head, thought that was okay. And that was the right thing to do for them. Like, I don't get how those
400 to 500 bodies. I'm like, what?
What? And oh, it can be all day long, you know, nonstop. It like self cleans, takes the ashes out, and then we get a new group. What the fuck is wrong?
I'm talking about human lives.
Load, unload, okay, great, yeah.
Like, how about we put you guys in there?
No value there. Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, that'd my be great. Goodness. They deserve
it. Even when he like moves, to Berlin, and then he's in the meeting room with all those other SS officers, and he's talking about now they're going to Hungary, and he's like, oh, we're going to get 700,000, and, you know, we have 4 trains a day, and each of them fit 3,000 passengers, so we'll get 12,000 a day. And then how many of them, I mean, I've read, you know, books, like biographies and stuff of people who survived the concentration camps. And it's like when most of them, when they get off of those trains, they're either shot on the spot, which we did see in the one scene, or they literally like go through the line and they're like, you go in one line, you go in the other line. And one line would go straight into the crematorium to get burned. And then the others would at least survive for that time to go and do labor.
It reminded me a lot of the Pajama Boy, the movie.
Oh, the
Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously that movie is way better in the ways of, it's not better, but the situation.
More entertaining.
But it's more entertaining. The story, is a little bit better. Because it's focusing on basically one character and, you know, his journey and that family's journey. But it also took me to, what's that other movie? La Vita Belle?
The Life is Beautiful?
Life is Beautiful.
It's a beautiful movie. Oh, my God.
I love that movie. I actually was just telling someone about it today.
Movie. Yeah, it made me want to... It destroys you.
Yeah.
It reminded me, like, I need to watch that again. I just, like, I can't believe that this actually happened. And this was discussed. Oh, we are going to do this. This was a plan. And from all these motherfuckers, nobody said, hey, by the way, I don't think that's right. You know, I mean, like, there's so
get killed.
Yes, but there's so many heads in there, and everyone is like, "Fuck yeah, let's go." What?
I guess that's just the power of a dictator. Hitler was very charismatic and believable,
but I prefer to disappear, even if I have to off myself at that point.
Well. And I think that's like, I was trying to find, like, why was this movie even made? So I feel like, you know, especially from this perspective. So I was trying to like, at least try to figure out, okay, does Rudolph feel like any sense of remorse? Does he have any sort of conscience or anything, you know, because at least maybe some part of you, maybe at one part, because like at the end when he's going down the stairs after the party and he's like, like gagging, and I'm like, is that him finally coming to terms with I'm doing something terrible?
You want to know what I was trying to find
the connection,
but I don't think so. He doesn't care.
He doesn't give a fuck. But I, you know, in my hopeful mind, as usual, I was thinking, ooh, maybe there was a Jewish person at that party that poisoned all the drinks.
Oh my God, that's what I was thinking. I was hoping. I was like, that'd be fucking awesome. Like, you have someone who's like a resistance fighter. because you have a room full of SS officers and Nazis. And I was like, one of the caterers, because you see him like sipping a little the champagne. Drop. That's what I was thinking. And I was like, that'd be fucking awesome.
I was like, oh my God, he's going to die. He's going to die. He's going to die. And then when he has that vision, I was like, oh, he's going to die. He's going to die. He's going to die. And then he comes back and he keeps walking. I was like, fuck this shit.
Right. And then into the dark. And I was like, is that supposed to symbolize something? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to guess. Like, I feel like it was really artsy, and a lot of it probably went over my head.
Yeah.
But I just need something, like, face value. Like, give me something that I can see in the characters, you know, with an action or something that they say that makes me feel like, oh, no, she's even worse. She's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And I was also thinking, is that the way she walks, or did she choose to walk like that
for the character? She chose to walk like that for sure, because she doesn't walk like that in Anatomy.
Like a monster.
Yeah, Anatomy of a Fall.
Right, like very
different. Mm-hmm. Very different.
Definitely a character choice.
Since you brought up that scene in the ending when he's coming down the stairs and he's gagging, and they're giving us like flashbacks to the present day, where they show, I guess it's like a
it looks like it's Auschwitz.
Yeah, it's Auschwitz.
Yeah, yeah. Like present day, and now it's
present
a museum.
Day,
yeah.
And they're showing all the shoes, all the suitcases. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I feel disgusted. I feel uncomfortable. And I was getting so many mixed emotions while watching that scene, where I was just like, I almost felt guilty. Like, I know I had nothing to do with this, obviously, but I felt guilty watching that scene, and almost like in a way that the reason why I felt guilty was because, I don't know, I felt like it's almost like people pay money to see these things, you know, to travel and go there to see this. And it's almost
I got tickets yesterday.
You did?
For the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam. Mm.
Well, I think that's a little bit different. I don't know. I was just like, I don't know if I'm making
sense of what I'm trying to say.
I get what you mean.
It's like, is this like an entertainment thing, you know, where people are paying to go see how thousands of lives were basically treated like garbage? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know. And I know that that's not what the purpose is, but I kind of like felt just really uncomfortable watching it, you know. But I think it was, I don't know, I think that was also maybe its purpose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I can't believe that there are people out there who are Holocaust deniers, that they really honestly think that it never happened.
Oh my God.
I just don't understand how people think that
was like an actual thing.
Yeah. Like that, how people think like how slavery, could racism doesn't like exist, please.
It's heartbreaking.
I just don't understand how someone could say, oh, no, like 6 million Jews weren't killed.
I just keep going back to those scenes of all these people discussing of how many. It's just so heartbreaking. Like, how can we make this happen to more people at the same time?
Yeah.
Just talking about their lives like that. It was just really heartbreaking.
So bad.
And then what was the one part when you just hear people like, like yelling in the background, and then they do have the subtitles of like, what's going on here? They were trying to steal an apple, or they were fighting over an apple.
Yes,
and
then I remember that.
They have the whole fight, then you hear the gunshot. Because was it like that one girl who would go out and they had the like thermal shot of the camera? Like, it was just like sort of her outline, and you see her like putting the apples. And I was like, what the fuck? What's going on?
That.
What is
I
this?
I was hoping one of you guys can explain it to me.
Oh, I was waiting for
I have a fun fact about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll explain it. But that's the thing, is like, I had to go in and like do research and read about this to understand and then maybe sort of appreciate this a little bit more. Mm. Because if I hadn't done it, and like after initially when I watched it, I was like, I hated it. The fact that it took, that you said, Nikki, that it was like you almost didn't watch the last 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah. I almost didn't go past the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. I fast forwarded
a lot. And that's really hard for me to say because I'm not a quitter.
Right. Well, also, I don't know if you guys...
I will torture myself.
I don't know if you guys noticed at the beginning, even before it starts, there's like 2 minutes with a black screen.
I know, with an overture. The music too?
That music was giving me such anxiety.
And I'm telling you guys don't understand that I thought I was having technological issues.
Me too. I was like, wait a minute. I thought, like, minute two, I was like, something's wrong.
I was like, do you see something on the screen? And he's like, no. And I was like, let me get out of the app and go back.
Yeah.
Then I like go back in and I'm like, wait, but at the beginning, there's like, it says like rated, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the black screen, and I was like, what? And I'm fast forwarding it, but I don't want to go too fast. It's
like 3 minutes.
And
then just boom. And it's like this gorgeous scene of like the hills and they're out on the lake. And I'm like, oh, because to be honest, I actually didn't really know what this movie was about. I went in blind.
Me too.
Like, I didn't really know. Even after the Oscars, I was like, I still don't understand what this movie is about.
I had no idea.
And I'm thinking, oh, like, they're at this beautiful lake. They're having a nice day swimming together. They're together as a family, having a picnic. How nice. And then, like, go back to their house. And then, like, you see him, like, getting ready for the day. And he leaves. And he's got his SS uniform on, and then you see the, like, buildings beyond the wall, and I was like, oh, shit. And it just, like, it hit me, and I was like, oh, no, this is not going to be good.
Also, I didn't know, because I thought they were, like, I mean, well, no, I don't even want to, like, bring it down. I didn't know they would also have sex with they're prisoners. Because I think that guy, what was his name?
Rudolph?
Yeah, Rudolph. I think he would, that little scene where you see this girl come in with her hair down and she just sits.
Because he's on the phone and he tells her to come in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then after that you see him washing his dick. I was like, oh my God, this girl is basically probably just trying to stay alive at this point.
Is she a prisoner? Is she a Jewish prisoner? Was that what she was?
Because she wasn't, I don't think she was wearing like the, like Auschwitz garb.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't sure if maybe she was like someone who worked in the house. Well, for them. Because they had quite a few helpers. And I was like, who is everybody?
Yeah, right. I feel like their helpers were... Like, you were either a slave or you were getting killed.
I think they were Polish.
All
but they weren't necessarily Jewish.
I thought it was a mix. Like, I think some of them...
I don't think they had Jewish slaves, did they?
I don't think so. I don't think that they would want Jewish people in their home touching their things.
That's what I was saying. I was like, wait, I thought they were like extremely racist.
Yeah, that's like why I don't think so. The only time I got confused is the young boy who grabbed his boots to wash them. He looked like he was wearing a striped gray Auschwitz prisoner uniform.
Yes, yes.
He was the only one, but see, he was outside doing work. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think the women in the house, because even I think Hedwig, the wife, says something to one of the girls.
She makes such some an bitchy asshole.
Remark.
Yeah.
I don't see. That's the thing too. Is I was just sort of confused about who there were like a lot of people, and I didn't really know who they were, what they were doing there.
Who's who? Speaking of the kids, the family, the boys who were playing with, like, the golden teeth.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that is so disgusting. You remember that scene? They were in bed. And
oh, and he was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm
playing with the
playing
teeth.
Or whatever.
And I'm like, is that the teeth, the golden teeth from like the burned victims? Like,
Well, so in that scene when they're like playing in the water on that river, and he, like right. this guy tries to take his kids out of the water because, you know, whatever it's called.
The ashes.
All probably. The ashes and part of body parts probably are going in the water. And he's like, the hypocrisy of that.
I know.
It's just to another level. And then the fact that after that, he's basically like calling them to be like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
There's so many things that, but you know what? It does. I'll say this about the movie. It does give you an even deeper perspective of how fucked up these people were. You know, the fact that they, you know, the audacity of all of them, the wife, the husband, that everyone that was discussing about this concentration, the audacity, and to keep living their lives like you're not murdering people next Monsters. Door with no remorse.
Also, I mean, the kids, like, being surrounded by that and, like, playing outside and you're smelling that, you're hearing the sounds. Or maybe you're not. Maybe they're just so immune to it.
No, I also feel
like... It looks like they were immune to it, though.
They were.
Yeah, whatever. And then at one point, the little boy, like, does the Heil Hitler, and then he, like, goes off to school. And I'm like...
Yeah, like, to get the little lunchbox to be put in his arm. I was like, this is disgusting. Uh-huh. But then also when he's in his room and he hears... And he gets curious, and then he, like, avoids it, and he's like, just close it. And then he says something under his teeth, like, he should have known better, or they should have known better.
Yes. Something exactly. really yeah.
fucked up.
Or, like, it won't happen again. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, something like that. Something fucked up. Or don't do it again. Yeah. Or
don't do it again, or don't let it happen again. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's like a 6-7-year-old.
He's a baby. Fucked up in the head already. He's still a little kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was rough to watch.
It was, for sure. It made me, like you said, just mad and disgusted. And, you know, when he gets his, like, promotion or whatever, and he calls his wife, and he's like, oh, I'm pleased as punch. Fuck you.
Oh, and when the wife says to her Polish maid, she said, you know, my husband could just burn you.
That's not even funny. That's terrible.
It's awful. Just because I think about it, and I'm sure if you're doing that, you talk like that.
Yeah,
no, like,
of course. That's like a sense of privilege, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
No words, guys. That was a rough watch.
Are there even fun facts for a movie like this?
Yeah, I do. I have some.
What are they?
Okay, so wait.
You want me to go into it?
Before you go into it, I do want to say that I really like the photography of the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, there were
like no close-up shots, right?
There were no close-up shots.
Like nothing really like...
Yeah, and then, for example, when there was a scene when the wife says to her, my husband could have just burned you if I wanted to, something like that. Like the way she said sit, and then the colors, you know, those little parts like that, because I also feel that they did a really good job just showing this, like, you know, all these colors and these people living their normal lives, and then you see behind that and everything is like gray, brown, you know, it's
monochromatic, dull tones.
Yeah. So I think they did a good job in the photography of the movie, but that's pretty much it.
I mean, did it won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film? Am I correct?
And it was also nominated for Best Picture.
Right, because I remember the director, Jonathan Glazer, went up and gave a speech when he won, and then he got backlash for it.
I have no idea what he said.
Jewish community. I know. I probably should have done more research, but I feel bad saying it, but I don't know if this deserved an Oscar.
I mean, like, I'm not going to say
it. I don't know because I don't want... I don't think as a best movie, but I don't know the foreigner films. So maybe in that category, they could have, you know, be nominated in. But then best movie... I don't know. We're also... I feel like you made a lot of, including us, like, extremely uncomfortable to the point that I didn't want to keep watching. You know, it was slow, but I watched slow movies before, and I'll push through them. Mm-hmm. But the whole time, I was like, if that was the point of the director and the writer, they did a great job. At making me feel uncomfortable and disgusted.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I don't know. And honestly, I don't watch many foreign films.
Me either.
So, yeah, and I don't even know which were the other ones that were nominated. Best film?
I'm pretty sure Anatomy of a Fall was.
Was it? Well, I guess so, because 50%... I think so.
Isn't it French?
Yeah, half of it is French. And the other half is English. It's like, I want to say it's like 70% French, 30% English, or like 60-40.
Wait, talking about foreign stuff, and this is like random and has nothing to do with this fucking movie, but I'm just saying this because I saw, Joe, you were drinking wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a series, I don't know if I told you about this, it's called Drops of God on Apple TV.
Yes, you did tell me about it. The wine series.
It's you would really like it, Tracy. It's basically in three languages the whole time. It's, I think it's Japanese, French, and English. And it's this... I don't want to tell you much, but there's a lot about... It's really good. There's a lot about... the whole time it's about wine tasting, and it's people that can tell you all the ingredients of the wine just by smelling it. Yeah. You guys have to watch it. You would really...
So they're freaks.
Well, they're really... It's
that actually is
really,
pretty impressive.
It's really well done. I definitely recommend it for the listener.
Drops and it's of like God. A scripted show?
It's a scripted show. It's not a reality.
Okay.
It's a scripted show. Everyone, the acting is beautiful. It's, I think it's a foreign series. I think it's like 7 or 8 episodes. It's really good. And literally you get a little more knowledge of wine.
Hmm.
After that, I was like, oh my God, I need to, like, look up stuff.
You're like, this one smells a little...
This one smells red.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This one's a white.
This one smells red. I think grapes were in
interesting.
This.
Interesting.
This one smells like rosé.
My favorite. That's fun, though. Okay.
So, Tracy.
But yes.
Tell us. I want to hear about facts. The apples.
Okay. Well, before okay, that.
Go.
Yeah. Whose fun facts is this?
Okay, mommy.
I will never be a mother. Okay. The title, Zone of Interest, is an expression used by the Third Reich that referred to the 40 square kilometer area around Auschwitz. So that's where that comes from.
Oh, okay.
Because I also was wondering, like, yeah, because I was like, why Zone of Interest? Like, I didn't 100%. So I just thought that was interesting. Okay, so the young girl that we see leaving apples, that is based off of a real woman who was 12 years old at the time in 1943, who lived in Poland. Her name was Alexandria. And she would actually ride her bike to where the camp was, around the camp, and she would leave apples. I don't know if her family had an orchard or like whatever, but she actually would leave apples for the prisoners for them to find in their like construction area. And she was a Polish resistance fighter at the age of 12. Wow. Can you believe that?
Guys, that's amazing. I was so stupid at 12.
I know. I'm still stupid and I'm 34.
I was a fucking moron. There's no way. So like, I mean, brave, resilient, strong. I mean, amazing. She also actually did find a piece of music that was written by a prisoner. Because at one point we see a little girl like playing the song on the piano.
And there's so subtitles in there too. I was like, I don't have time for this.
Right. But I don't know if that was the piece that's in the movie. I don't know if that's the piece that she had found.
Okay.
But that actually was real. And also the bike that was used in the movie and the dress that that girl is wearing actually belonged to the real Alexandria.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Wow.
The sound of constant revving of an engine of a motorcycle is heard in the distance several times during the outdoor scenes. That is taken from real life. Commander Rudolf Haas hired someone to rev the engine in order to overshadow the screams and gunshots coming from the camp.
Makes fucking sense.
So that actually did happen.
Oh, wow. Man,
what a piece of shit.
So it's so uncomfortable the whole time.
Director Jonathan Glazer used 5 fixed cameras throughout the house and garden with no visible crew. The actors didn't know if they were being filmed in wide shots or close-ups, so they were totally immersed in the scene and they enjoyed working in a more realistic environment.
Interesting.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
This is crazy. At the start of editing, Glazer had over 800 hours of raw footage.
What the fuck?
Can you imagine going through 800 hours of this?
That means that they filmed 800 hours.
Yeah.
But like going through, I mean, an hour and 45 minutes was a lot.
I mean, I when I'm getting the content for the podcast, I am stressed out. And that's for a 30-second video.
This is like an hour. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I know. That's
no words.
Meticulous. All right. Last one. This should make you happy. I know it made me happy. So Rudolf Haas, he was a real person. He was a real commander, all that. He was actually executed by hanging on April 16th, 1947. He was tried and sentenced to death by the Supreme National Tribunal in Poland. He was hanged on a gallows outside the gas chambers at Auschwitz.
Good for that. Ooh. Piece of shit. I hope he's suffered.
Just him? Bitch. Just him, no other people?
There might have been more, okay. But
I hope they took all of those fuckers.
Yeah,
you know,
isn't that like beautiful? The only thing that probably would have made it better is I wish that the prisoners who were at just all stood there and watched his ass get hung.
Makes me want to rewatch Inglourious Bastards now.
Oh, that movie! I love that movie. Too.
Yeah,
I love it. So good. Ugh. But yeah, that made me happy. That
good. I hope he suffered a lot of pain.
I know. I hope it was really slow.
Pussy ass bitch.
Mm-hmm. You know, sorry, this is a little off topic. There's a movie that's on, I think it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Hunters or The Hunters. It's with Al Pacino and Logan Lerman, who is in the Percy Jackson movies.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's about in the 1970s. When the United States had this thing called Operation Paperclip, and they actually had German scientists who were Nazis come to the United States and like work with the government. And the point of the show, though, is that there's like this ragtag group of people, and they're like going around and they're killing all these Nazis who have immigrated to the States. It's great. I like that. Killing, sorry.
It's called Hunters.
Nazis. It's called The Hunters. Okay. Yeah. And I think they even have a second season. I've been bad.
Oh,
I haven't watched
it.
But the first season, yes. Okay. First season, so good. Really, really good. And yeah, killing a bunch of Nazis. So
okay.
It's great.
Love that.
Well, thank you for the fun facts, Tracy. I'm glad that that had a happy ending after all, because
I know.
Yeah. I feel like that gave me some resolution.
It feels like he should have shown that at the end of the movie.
I know. That would give me a little sort of satisfaction.
That will happiness, I give me a little
because
bit.
This movie gets a thumb down for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's, I mean, unless you're really into that specific topic.
Right.
Which, I'm sorry, if you're, I mean, I get it if you're into fucked up shit. But it's really uncomfortable. It's not a good watch, for sure. It's not a good
watch. Yeah, I think if you're into, if you're like a historian, like specific to like World War II, and especially with like concentration camps, okay, sure, I can kind of see it. But
yeah, it's
too slow.
It's so slow
for me,
and
especially
it's also for a really specific audience. This
yeah.
is
yeah.
Us three is not it.
No.
And I think as actors, I don't know. I won't speak for you guys, but for me, I couldn't find anything in their characters that gave me anything. Like there were no stakes,
mm-hmm.
no arc. Like
yeah.
No journey, nothing. So, yeah, it was just really flat for me, and I did not enjoy it.
I get it, because that's exactly how I felt.
Sorry. Yeah.
If you didn't enjoy it and you want to judge with us, comment and let us know.
Wait, before they comment, so Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 78. Oh.
Okay.
Wow, that's actually pretty high.
Okay.
More than I give. What the audience score is, though.
I actually think that's pretty
low for Rotten Tomatoes.
Pretty low for Rotten. Like, that's... Wait, no. Why is it telling me two different things here?
That's, like, anything below 80%, and you're starting to get, like, not very good.
I think 75% for me.
78 was the audience score. Yeah. And then I'm going to tell you, Rotten Tomatoes give it a 93.
Oh, God.
Mm.
No. And on IMDb, it got a 7.5.
Did I miss something?
Oh,
like,
man.
I feel like I missed something.
Yeah.
Because I saw a quote that Steven Spielberg was like, this is the best Jewish World War II movie that I've ever seen beyond my own, because you know he did Schindler's List,
and that's
so I'm
a good
like,
movie.
It is. So I'm like, he said that. I don't know. I feel a little dumb. Like, was this supposed to be like really artsy, and I was supposed to like read into things a lot?
Maybe. Let me see if I can see like one review. Okay. So, this one says, oh, wait, no, that's an audience review.
Yeah, while you're looking at that, because I feel like just, like, face value, if you're just, like, Joe Schmo watching it, boring. But if you're, like, really into thing and you're breaking stuff down and really looking into the symbolism and themes,
okay,
like,
so
is there more to it?
This one says, presents a weird juxtaposition of mundane family issues against the Holocaust backdrop. It felt
which I got.
Yeah, it felt overly artistic. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Artistically bold, but emotionally vacant, which is exactly what we just said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay. This one.
Now I don't feel so alone. I mean, I know you guys agreed, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one says, by keeping concentration camp obscenity off screen while referring to it obliquely through sci-fi sound effects and abstract visual metaphors, Glazer invites a new smart-aleck sanctimony. Glazer has made an oddly complacent movie for an immoral era. A moral era.
I heard the word complacent.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I mean,
okay.
An oddly complacent like movie for something that's not moral at all.
Yeah.
Right.
The film masterfully juxtaposes the serene family life of a couple with the harrowing reality of genocidal atrocities occurring just beyond their property fence. Yeah, I think that was the whole point. I think we got that, you know?
Yeah.
Just showing the
difference. I got that right away with the juxtaposition.
We didn't need an hour and 45 minutes of that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the first 10 minutes, I'm picking up on it. Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, I didn't need it to be an hour and 45 minutes.
Right.
This could have been a short.
Right, a short film.
This could have been a short film, just like 20, 30 minutes, and I think we would have gotten the same thing out of it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it needed to be a full feature.
I probably would have liked it if it was a short film.
Agreed.
Yeah, they could have taken a lot.
Like, take out the mom visiting and them having, like, most of their party. The parties that were happening with the kids swimming in the pool. Even the kids playing. Like, the one kid with the soldiers and then he's banging on a drum. And I don't know. You can, like, omit that or you can, like, put it in one scene a different way. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That was tough to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess everyone's giving it a thumbs down.
For sure.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah. We had a lot to say. We thought we didn't.
I know.
That's true.
Shit.
Nothing really positive.
Nothing really positive, I feel bad.
And you know what's bad is I was even thinking, I was like, I didn't want to continue watching this movie like 10 minutes in, and I feel like this is obvious. It's still a better movie. We watched Roadhouse. I watched that whole thing through.
Yeah, I enjoyed Roadhouse.
And I didn't want to get 10 minutes into this movie. Yeah. And you can tell, like,
yeah.
I mean, those are very different films, but still.
Sure, but I mean, still, like, obviously, I do think that the acting, like, it was really good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the actors delivered, for sure.
But yeah, like, it was very natural. Like, it didn't, nothing felt forced or showy. But like, it.
Yeah, it's slow and it's uncomfortable. Those are the two words that I can use to describe that.
I can't wait for us to review a movie where we're all getting mixed, like, judgment. Giving mixed answers.
Oh, it's going to be a great day.
Like, someone will give it a thumbs up while the other two give it a thumbs down or the opposite. Like,
I kind of felt like we were a little mixed on the holdovers.
We were. I think you gave it a thumbs up, but it was still like,
I liked it.
We were like, I think we were like so-so.
Because it's the holdovers is not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie. For me, it just got.
It was just like,
way too much
hype
attention
than it deserved.
Yeah. I'm like, this is just a basic ass movie. You know, with fancy words. I don't know. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
But
fair.
Guys, that was great. Thank you for judging with us.
Thank you for judging with us. And don't forget to comment and judge. Put your judgmental comments, please.
Yeah, just don't judge. I want to see what other people think.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious. So please let us know.
Comment, like, subscribe. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Instagram. The show must go on.
We're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube too. Yeah, can you guys believe our episode most played on YouTube is The Curious Case of Natalia Grace?
Really?
Yeah, the most played, like 60 plays, which is insane. Yeah, because I mean, didn't even think of YouTube as a, you know, place to.
Yeah,
right.
But apparently you can do it too, so yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. Well, we will judge soon with you. Thanks for joining us.
Next week.
Thank you. We'll see you then.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Scene.